Well, we end the hour with a look at how the recent nuclear deal with Iran is being viewed by entrepreneurs here. The U.S. is set to lift longtime bans on the import of food and carpets from Iran once that country meets obligations about its nuclear program. Sarah Hosseini from Here and Now contributor KQED says this new possibility of trade has piqued the interest of Iranian Americans in California.
Aydin Deeb immigrated to the L.A. area from Tehran with his parents at the age of 5, so the Persian food distributor knows something about the little longings of his homesick patrons.
It's candies and gums and prepared foods of certain brands that just no one else can get it quite right. I've had people just wax poetic for 25 minutes about a gumball before.
27-year-old Deeb started his company, Kalamala, as a hobby when he was just 15 with the help of his dad, who imports olive oils from around the world.
I was always raised with that kind of Iranian-American entrepreneurial mindset, even from a young age. There was no allowance or anything like that. So, well, you know, you want to buy this, how are you going to make the money to do it? And I knew that there was Persians all throughout the U.S. who were looking for certain ingredients and items, and so I just kind of started there.
Deeb feels regular calls from people in the Iranian diaspora desperate after more than 3 decades of trade bans for what he calls nostalgic foods, foods laden with memories of childhood and homeland. And he's hoping thawing relations between the U.S. and Iran will soon allow him to import authentic Persian foods.
I'm really, really excited to see great Western chefs get their hands on traditional Iranian ingredients that have been used for thousands of years.
Sanctions expert Sam Cutler of Ferrari & Associates in Washington, D.C. says that could happen as early as this month if Iran meets obligations to change its nuclear program. But he says the trade opening is still very narrow.
There's very little actually changing if you're inside the United States.
Cutler warns that for the foreseeable future, most transactions between the U.S. and Iran, whether business or personal, will still be banned. That means people in both places can still get in trouble for shipping products with possible military uses.
You've seen over the past couple of years a number of prosecutions of individuals for shipping items to Iran that may not be thought to be sensitive, like MRI coils or air conditioning equipment.
Cutler says the U.S. will only lift sanctions around foreign subsidiaries, commercial airplane parts, food, and carpets.
This is a Persian kashan in about 1880s.
Siamak Shamuyazadeh shows off one of his favorite pieces in his Ariana rug gallery in Los Gatos, California. He's been in the business for 3 decades, and he says traditional rugs like these have fallen out of favor with American consumers. But he's confident of their enduring value.
As far as rugs go, Persian rugs are amongst the very best in the world.
And that's why Shamuilzadeh is optimistic about a comeback for handmade Persian rugs. He still has connections to rug makers in Iran and hopes that once the trade ban's lifted, he can travel back and forth to commission rugs for American clients that
focus on the type of pattern and designs and colors that would be more usable in this country and in that manner expand production.
While Shamuilzadeh is looking forward to his own business opportunities, he says he's more hopeful that increased trade will help make lives easier for people back in Iran. Many people share that sentiment, says attorney Nazi Fahimi of the San Jose-based Persian community organization, Parsi Quality Center.
The majority of folks that we talk to are very excited about this deal, but unfortunately, and what we're most concerned about is that they might be overly eager.
Fahimi says the key to understanding what one can and still can't do once the embargo lifts is to consult a lawyer before doing any business in Iran. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Hosseini in San Francisco.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.